USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19. NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley has resigned just a few days after he fired the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. President Trump says he empathizes with him.
The whole thing was a very unfortunate. The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day. And I hate seeing bad things happen. Man made a mistake. But, you know, he shouldn't be writing letters.
Modley had apologized for calling Captain Brett Crozier naive and stupid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secretary of Labor is defending the White House response to the pandemic when it comes to the U.S. economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary Eugene Scalia says the White House moved quickly and aggressively to deal with the severe economic fallout from the outbreak, saying signs of optimism are already afoot, and adding, we may be close to turning a corner on the economy. He stressed that full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion first stimulus bill is ongoing. With a lot of relief on the way, he says it's premature to consider another massive stimulus package, as Democrats have been calling for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Congressional leaders and the White House are trying to help small businesses during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says he sees a light at the end of the tunnel in the growing coronavirus outbreak. Opening a White House teleconference with some business leaders, the president predicts the national economy will take off like a rocket once the crisis is passed. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin talks about immediate efforts to pump more money into a small business stimulus fund.
First of all, I want to thank the broad number of banks. We have over 3,000 banks that have been participating since last Friday. That's a combination of community banks, regional banks, and large banks. I just want to thank the SBA and the Treasury. This is a brand new program that got up and running in less than a week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.